Well, hi. How you doing? Welcome to... Oh, shoot, it's February the 14th.
Whew!
Tell you what. Time does fly when you're trying to get things accomplished. What? I feel like there's something we should be working on. I think that it's like there's something needs... I know what it is. Yeah, today's sexy, sexy day, where everybody's supposed to find that one person who defines their life and, like, throw things at them in order to prove that they love them via commercialism and capitalism and, you know, buying stuff. I guess now would be a very good time for me to do something super sexy. What do you think? Change up the lighting a little bit, maybe get out of this Pikachu t-shirt to something a little bit more yummy, let my hair down, have some really hot background music going. You know what? Maybe now would be a really good time to talk about the rules of my dungeon. What do you think? I think so. Yeah, so let's change this up. That's more like it. That's right. We've got our sexy, sexy robot. And our sexy, sexy... Those are supposed to be belts, but we're going to play at them being scarves. We let our majestic mane flow. And we got our background music ready to go. So are you ready? For me to tell you the rules of the dungeon? Are you ready for me to tell you exactly how we play in Forge Bear's house? I'm gonna have to hear you say it though. You're gonna have to beg just a little bit for it. What was that? I can't hear through all of the mane. Oh, there it is. So good for you. Now, let's get down to business. When playing in Papa Bear's dungeon, oftentimes moments hinge on one thing and one thing only. Your dice rolls. Oh, yeah. Your dice are crucial to our monumental successes, to how kinky things get, and how dirty we can be. Oh, such as cleaving the head clean off of a bugbear, or miserable failures, like completely missing the target for your guiding bolt. Ooh, and I do love it when you start bolting things on. Are you tired of your dice going more rogue than the questionable bloke who recently joined your party? Your little orgy, as it were? Are you consistently rolling below 10 on your D20? Because we know you like a big D. Or maybe your dice are rolling better for your friend who left their dice at home. Someone else playing with your toys, and the toys are treating them better than they're treating you. How off. Well, congratulations. You are now the proud owner of Daddy Bear's
Dice Dungeon. The Dice Dungeon is a state-of-the-art holding cell for misbehaving dice. And it's not just any holding cell. It's a small but mighty unit. You do like small and mighty units, don't you? Yeah, you do. That can hold up to 4 at once. You do like group scenes in the dungeon, don't you, baby? And has bars just wide enough to give your little delinquents a clear view of the game. Ooh, because we like to lock away our naughty ones, don't we? Yeah, we do. Which is perfect for showing them those dusty backup dice are made, what those backup dice are made of. In this guide, we will provide plenty of tips. You like the tip, baby? Yeah, you do. Ooh, and tricks for how to get your dice back on track. You do like tricks too, don't you? Yeah, you do. Dirty little devious one. As well as practices to avoid, so that you'll be back at, to rolling natural 20s in no time. You do like rolling around, don't you, baby? Tips for taming. Building a sense of trust between you and your dice is not something to take lightly. Oh my God, if you remove the word dice and insert play partner, this would actually work. If you want your dice working for you, you must first establish a relationship with them. Holy shit, this is applying. Moving on. The best dice are ones that you're forged a deep connection with, stronger than any steel. Besides, steel is a bad for play toys because it rusts. So, not safe. Not safe for the Coochie McWoochie. No. We recommend the following practices to gain your dice's favor. Give them a secure home. Holy shit, these are life lessons from a little booklet that came with the dice dungeon that I have never read this through. I'm not gonna laugh. I'm too busy looking sexy and talking sexy and using sexy background music. Which I don't know what it is because Archie is inserting it for me. A velvet drawstring bag, a wooden box, a holder designed specifically for them, or simply the case they came in are all good examples of ways to keep your dice feeling cozy, safe, and loved. This one could apply to fun time toys. Don't let them get separated from one another. They'll get lonely and retaliate. I did once have a dildo who made a break for it. Anyway, practice your roles. Not only... Oh my God. Anyway, not only is this a great way to spend time with your dice, but this will help you get a better sense of dice and their personalities in order to maximize your potential. Can you sense the hip thrusts? Because there's a lot of them. I'm going to make it through this. Remember, a fair dice is only as good as the hand it rolls in. I mean, don't we all rely on hands that know what they're doing? I think so. Perform a cleansing ritual. Any skilled mage or healer will tell you that a good cleansing smoke from incense or a bundle of herbs will keep your dice feeling calm and centered. Okay, this could be about pop. Moving on. And it's also a gentle way to neutralize any evil intent, bad luck, or memories of previous terrible rolls right at the dice's core. This can be repeated anytime they're acting up or when you feel your connection waning. Oh my God. Seriously. So, we're pro-witchcraft. And these are actually practical life lessons, which are supposed to be a joke. Best dice practices to consider your by class. If you're looking to get specific performance out of your dice, you may want to consider the following prep based on your character's class. This is sure to give your dice the focus and proper motivation they require to get you right through any booby trapped. I said trapped. Dungeon, crawl, or wild jungle. Arar. I just saw myself do that. That you might encounter with ease. for barbarians, fighters, and rangers. So we're basically talking Dobbs, Masters, and Daddies. If you have multiple dice sets, roll them against one another and have them battle for your favor. The victor gets the honor of being your primary. Ooh, in gameplay. See, so that would, if you have multiple subs, that does apply. For bards, also known as polyswitches? Maybe. Moving on. Perform a special song or rousing epic poem for your dice that will inspire an incredible performance. Not laughing, I'm choking on my own tongue. For clerics, monks, or paladins, also known as... What would clerics, monks, and paladins fall into? Would it be a lot of roleplay? Probably a lot of roleplay. Moving on. Spend some time in prayer with your dice. Oh yeah, definitely. Like priest play. That wasn't a laugh. That was me simply having phlegm roll down the back of my throat. Because that's sex there. Spend some time in prayer with your dice. And then deny your character serves. And the deity your character serves. I mean, who doesn't like calling out to the gods if it gets good? You know what I'm saying? On the night before your next session, let the dust be imbued with the powers and insight of your god and goddess divinity. That's right, baby. Own your divinity, because you got it built inside of you. For druids, sorcerers, warlocks, or wizards. What are we talking? Oh, heavy toy play. There it is. Our toy king starts. Perform a ritual or charge your dice under the light of the next full moon. The moon possesses... Oh, no, this could also be primal play. Okay. The moon possesses mystical properties. Mystical properties that are sure to supercharge your dice to cast potent magic. For rogues... Oh, so brats. I said what I said. Honestly, you should probably just put them right into the death dungeon. They'll figure a way out and will feel quite proud about it, ensuring profitable rolls. The do's and don'ts of handling the D. Okay, sure, it said dice, but go with me. Sorry, I forgot to breathe. That wasn't a laugh. Now that you've done your prep work, it's time to focus on what to do with your dice in-game. Do show your D to your fellow party members. They like having their ego stroked. Do rub them between your hands like you're about to set a small fire. Okay, so this could just be a genitals and generals. General genitals.
General genitals?
Do use the two-hand approach. Oh my god, seriously. It's always best to let the dice shake around before you release them carefully onto your mat, tray, or table. Do blow on those little buddies to get rid of any dust or lingering bad luck. A nice little... ever so often does make the whole area seem to be a little bit more attentive. Do whisper sweet words of encouragement to gain maximum effect. Now listen. We're getting a little too close to home here. I may be known to have, you know, whispered some poetry directly at, you know, the bead, as it were. But we're gonna... Anyway, do celebrate those natural 20s with compliments and extra attention. The don'ts. Now that you have an idea of things you should do, we are obligated to give you an inside check on what you should never try to do with your D. No, no, no. Stop looking at the camera, Nick. This is not helping. Don't forget, your D can be as temperamental as an owlbear if you're not careful. We recommend steering clear from following unsavory practices. Don't roll aggressively. Your D will probably dole out critical fails out of spite, and you do not want to surrender that D to the couch. Don't get them wet. Okay, that... Obviously. Like, never do this. You should not want them turning into... We mean, you don't want them slipping out of your hands. Don't lend out your luckiest set. They're your special ones and are always safest in your hands. Okay, that's kind of like a toy rule. Don't let someone roll on your behalf. You don't want your D switching allegiance, do you? I don't think so. Don't get them dirty with your gaming snacks. Ooh, no. Don't get snack debris on your D. They do not want to be seasoned with cheese puff dust.
I mean, some people might like licking cheese puff dust off of parts. I mean, I'm not going to yuck anybody's yum.
Don't ever yell at them. You're trying to deliver a final saving throw under all that pressure. But what if they still betray me, it says. So you take care of your dice and give them all the love and attention. So you take care of your D or V, whatever you got going on. And give them all your love and attention they need. But they're still going to betray you? Unfortunately, any adventurer knows that it's only a matter of time before a critical failure will strike. 1 in 5 men. Moving up.
Where was I?
This is where... This is where your new dice dungeon comes in. A trip to the D dungeon will remind your D who's the boss and may very well be the ability check they need to put themselves back in the game. But that said, sometimes we can't deny the pure comedy our D delivers when they decide that they aren't going to roll in our favor, no matter how dire the situation. Here are a few examples of how low-rolling Ds and Vs have led to some tragic but memorable moments. Feel free to use these cards to shame your D if they do this to you or write a few of your own. Oh, they have little suggestion cards on the back. I made my adventurer shoot his fellow party member in the back with an arrow.
I mean, who hasn't accidentally caught a sex toy in the back end before?
Moving on. I made our party's animal companion fly off a tavern table when my player attempted a vanity flip of said table. It cost her
a D worth of damage. Sometimes Ds can be damaging. You gotta make sure you're taking it slow.
I permitted my adventurers to believe a barrel of mead was just a barrel of mead
and not a mimic. I mean, sometimes somebody's decided they're going to be a piece of furniture in a scene, and you're like, all's well and done, and then you go to interact with it, and it turns on you. Rawr. Can't do that into the camera.
I helped my adventurer deliver a killing blow, only to get their battle axe stuck in the wall immediately after.
I mean, sometimes you finish them off, and you do get toys stuck in the walls. It happens. Sorry. That wasn't a steez, just Cheeto dust from the cunning linguistics that I did right before I filmed this in this sexy outfit.
My player wanted to question a shady dwarf in a tavern, but they could only perceive how nice their shirt was. Sometimes you get distracted by the outfits they wear. I understand that. This book has been bound using handcrafted methods and smith sewed to ensure durability, just like my dice. The box of the interior was designed by Rachel Peckman.
I didn't make that up.
That's her real name. The text was written by Brenna Dinnan. And those, my friends, my sexy, sexy friends, are the rules of my D-Dungeon. I hope you've enjoyed them. I hope this has turned you on all the right ways. And I hope that this has set a very good tone for your V or D-Day.
Oh, God.
This is... That did not help the hair. There we go. This is Benedict the Forge Bear saying, I'm a naughty, naughty D-man, and I'm gonna do everything a D can. Until next time. Oink.